It's time for the Kelly in the Morning Podcast. Now here she is, the one, the only, Kelly O'Neill.
Cool 95.1, it's Kelly in the Morning. Along with me this morning is a very special guest, Dr. Cortland Wycliffe Esquire, and you're a baby. You're super young. When you came in and it said doctor behind or in front of your name, I'm like, oh, hey, young doctor. I have friends. Actually, I do have a friend that I'd love to. We can talk about that later.
Yes, I am routinely given the moniker of baby, and it doesn't help that I'm the youngest. So my mom still refers to me as baby boy.
You'll always be that way.
Yes, I got taller than her in, you know, maybe junior high, and it still feels weird. Yeah. Like you're calling me a baby, like you put me over your shoulder, and it's kind of almost the opposite where I can lift her up.
Right, but still, you'll always be the baby. My son is he's grown. He's still. Because I'm not going to say his age. If I say his age, it makes, you know, you do the math and you figure mine out. So we're not going to do that. Okay, so tell me about where you grew up.
So I was born in Austin, but I will say I am just a product of East Texas. I lived in Austin, Houston, Dallas, and then College Station almost equally throughout my life. And part of the motivation behind the tour that I guess we're going to talk about later was initially I just wanted to see the rest of Texas. So I'm, you know, in love with my home state. But I realized that I hadn't seen anything west of San Antonio, and that was a problem.
Well, and that's interesting because I didn't realize you were a Texas boy. I should have put that together, given the fact that...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
You wound me. I didn't know.
But I should have figured that out immediately. As soon as you walked in, I should have said, oh, Texas boy.
Yeah, I mean, I got the belt buckles and everything.
You do. But you are on a motivational tour for high school students, right?
And we threw in a couple universities as well as some middle schools. But basically, I'm driving around the entire state of Texas. And when I say entire, I mean we're in Texarkana. We started out in Houston. We're going up to Amarillo, El Paso, and Brownsville. We're stopping at about 20 cities in between, and we're going to be doing it for, we're in week two. We still have about 2.5 more weeks to go.
It sounds like fun, actually.
Yes, and I am traveling with a really interesting group of guys, so that's always hilarious.
Shout out to the guys that are hanging out with you.
Yes, Jason and TJ. Yeah. They're the crew, and so we have already, I think, put over 1,000 miles on our vehicle, and we're planning on still putting another 3,000.
Yeah, Texas is huge. You can go and go and go and never get to the end of it.
Yes, I am realizing that. But it's very fun, and it's really great getting to see how different the state is. So, you know, as Texans, we all take Texas history, and we learn about how Texas has all these wonderful different geographies. But you know, I've been in East Texas. We all have kind of the same looking place. And so it's interesting. Now I'm getting to see some of the other things that are out there, as well as getting to interact with a lot of great students from coast to coast.
Okay, so today, which schools are you going to be at here in Texarkana?
So I'm going to be at Texas High. Mm-hmm. And then I got to fly back to Houston because I'm doing a speech with a conference for the Federal Census Bureau.
Mm-hmm. And so sounds amazing.
Yeah, they have unknowingly joined the Driven to Succeed tour. And so I'm definitely going to let them know when I'm talking to them. Yeah. So I guess I have to say I also added in the wonderful people in our Federal Census Bureau that are about to be really busy come next year.
All right. Well, and you have written a book. It's called Driven to Succeed.
Well, it's Young and Driven. So,
Sorry about that.
Yes. Yeah. No problem. So the tour is a Driven to Succeed academic tour. And the book is called Young and Driven. And it's actually an homage to my dad. He was the one who initially put me behind the wheel of a car, even though I had no business behind the wheel. Yeah. So because he fixed cars and he and my whole family outside of me are from a small town, Liberty, Texas. They're used to driving tractors when they're, you know, can barely walk. And so he had me driving his truck, admittedly in his lap,
Sure, that's like, what they say.
Yeah. Starting as early as 4 years old. So that was one of my first memories, is being behind the wheel of the truck. Hopefully he wasn't actually giving me control, but he was.
You just never know.
You never know. Yeah. Especially with the country fathers. They are willing to give you way too much responsibility way too early on.
My dad is the world's sleepiest driver. And so we grew up in California. When my brothers were super, super young, he would put them behind the wheel of the automobile so he could sleep. I'm not kidding. They were 7, 8, 9 years old driving. Stupid move. Don't do that at home, kids. Okay, so.
Or parents.
Yes, exactly. Just don't do that. Okay, so you finished high school at 17, college at 19.
Okay, so I finished high school actually at 14 and finished college at.
Okay. Somebody made a big typo, but that makes a big difference.
Yes. So I got accepted into University of North Texas. That's actually going to be one of the stops. When I was 14 years old, I started a week after my 15th birthday. My mom cried like a baby. And then after 2 years there, I transferred to Rice, finished at 19, was the youngest engineer in the nation. I am since older, so somebody else has that title. Then Harvard Law School at 22. And then the thing I'm most proud of, finished out my PhD at Texas A&M. Howdy, all the Aggies out there. And now I'm working as the Associate Vice Provost of Academic Affairs at Rice University.
Okay, so what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, so ultimately, I want to make the transition into working in a tech company, so ending up in the C-suite somewhere of a major tech company, and my research is geared towards that, but my passion will always be helping people. So with this tour, I am, this is out of my own pocket, and I'm using my vacation.
Wow. Yeah.
So much to my girlfriend's chagrin, we will not be able to take any vacations for the rest of the year, because I'm using all of mine in one shot, taking essentially 3.5 weeks off from work, and thank you to Rice for letting me do that. And basically trying to leave all these kids with at least, if not a physical copy of my book, an electronic copy, because it details all of the tools and techniques that allow me to get through school early, as well as some giveaways. And then for all the young people listening, if you follow me on social media, CJ Wickliff, so CJWICKLIFF on Twitter and Instagram, we're going to be doing giveaways, as well as posting videos about how to write a college essay, college admissions tips, how to succeed once you actually get to college.
Those are all so important.
Yes. Yeah. And trying to give you as much information as possible, because the ultimate goal is, I believe that Texas has, and I might be biased, but Texas has some of the greatest young people and has so much talent. And an issue that we have as a state, which is a blessed position to be in, is we have more jobs than we have talented people to fill them.
Right, right.
And so
we need to grow those talent for those jobs.
Yes, and so I'm very passionate about encouraging young people to fill those jobs, the tech jobs that we have springing up all over the place. I have never been to another state that is so committed to growing, and that is a great thing. And so I definitely want to make sure our education grows with it.
I appreciate you so much. I wish you would have come to speak at Texas High when my son was still there. So you are a lovely, lovely person. I wish you all the best in your motivational tour. And the kids that you're going to talk to today, I envy them. So it was lovely to meet you.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Listen to Kelly live weekdays from 6 until 10 a.m. on Cool 95.1.